Los Angeles City Council accepts mayor's veto of LAPD disciplinary ballot measure. Los Angeles, the Los Angeles City Council passed on the opportunity to override Mayor Karen Bass's recent veto of a proposed ballot measure intended at changing the disciplinary process for Los Angeles Police Department officers, including expanding the chief's powers to fire officers for misconduct. On July 15, Bass vetoed the council's approval of a measure placing the matter on the November ballot, but the 15-member council could have reversed the veto by lassoing 10 votes in favor of an override. Returning from its month-long summer recess on July 30, councilors considered extending their discussion on whether to override or allow the mayor's veto to August 14, which would have left the proposal off the November ballot, as there is an August 9 deadline to place measures on the November ballot. An override would mean that voters could check in on the proposal this November. But the council did not delay the item and failed to override it, meaning voters will not get another chance to weigh in until 2026. Councilman Tim McCosker, who spearheaded the ballot proposal with Councilman Hugo Soto Martinez, requested the item returned to council on August 6. As a result of a 7-7 split, his motion failed. While Soto Martinez assisted with the proposal, he ultimately opposed it due to alterations introduced by McCosker as it would create a two-tiered disciplinary system. Soto Martinez called for the mayor's veto to be received and filed, which was approved in a 9-5 vote with councilors McCosker, Bob Blumenfield, Kevin DeLeon, John Lee, and Monica Rodriguez opposing. Council President Paul Krikorian was absent during the vote. "I was disappointed in the veto itself," McCosker told City News Service. "My disappointment continues with a decision to receive and file, which is essentially accepting the veto on the first day that they possibly could." He added, "My disappointment stems from our opportunity to do the first significant reform of the discipline system in many, many years, and the opportunity to put in front of the voters the question as to whether the next chief should have the power to fire officers for serious misconduct. I think that power, that authority for the chief, would be a significant reform and opportunity to make the department more accountable than what it is today." In an email to City News Service, Councilman Soto Martinez said dozens of last-minute changes to a motion we introduced 18 months ago doesn't lead to good policy. "Angelenos deserve real police accountability, including giving LAPD chief the ability to fire officers who've committed misconduct," the councilman said. "We are ready to get to work and create a policy that prioritizes accountability, safety, and justice for all." The ballot proposal intended to expand the chief's ability to fire officers for serious misconduct and also change the composition of the department's Board of Rights. Currently, the chief can only recommend that an officer be terminated, but ultimately the decision is left to the Board of Rights, a 3-member panel that serves as a quasi-judicial body. The proposal sought to allow the chief to fire officers outright for engaging in sexual misconduct, fraud, excessive force, or abuse on duty, among other violations. The proposal intended to change the makeup of the Board of Rights from 2 sworn officers and 1 civilian member to 1 sworn officer and 2 civilian members. It would also repeal an option that gives officers facing disciplinary action the right to request an all-civilian Board of Rights panel. On July 2, the council voted 11-3 to approve the proposed ballot measure, with Councilman Marquise Harris Dawson absent during the vote. Councilors Hugo Soto Martinez, Nithya Raman, and Eunices Hernandez voted against it. On July 15, the mayor broke out her veto pen. In a letter to the council at the time, Bass said the proposed measure would create bureaucratic confusion and result in ambiguous direction and gaps. "I look forward to working with each of you to do a thorough and comprehensive review with officers, the department, and other stakeholders to ensure fairness for all. The current system remains until this collaborative review is complete and can be placed before the voters," Bass added. McCosker told City News Service that the mayor has indicated that she would like to work with the council on comprehensive reform of the discipline system because her belief, which the councilman agreed with, is that it's broken and ineffective from top to bottom. "I applaud the mayor for getting involved at this stage of the process, and I will use whatever role I have to advance that," McCosker said. City officials say there may be other ways to enact certain provisions outlined in the measure, specifically to repeal Charter Amendment C via ordinance. Charter Amendment C established the Board of Rights current composition, which data shows has resulted in more lenient outcomes for officers accused of violating department policies or laws. The city could also prepare to expand the chief of police's authority to fire officers through a city charter amendment, but that too would come before the voters in 2026. In June, as part of the council's deliberations on the proposal, LAPD leadership warned the measure would create a two-tier disciplinary system in which some officers would be fired by the chief and others would face Board of Rights hearings. Two members of the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners, which oversees the LAPD, previously criticized the proposal. Commissioner Rasha Gurja-Shield took issue with establishing binding arbitration and described it as controversial to resolve disciplinary cases. Commissioner Maria Calanchi expressed frustration in that the board couldn't weigh in. The Los Angeles Police Protective League, the union representing the department's rank and file, weighed in. "We look forward to working with the mayor and council members to fix LAPD's unfair and favoritism-laden discipline system," Tom Sagaw, a spokesperson for the LAPPL, said in an email to City News Service Tuesday afternoon. "We fully support the mayor's pledge to not enact any changes to the current discipline system until a comprehensive fix is placed before the voters in a subsequent election."